It's time for the Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by Gavora's Fine Wine and Spirits, Bobby's Downtown, Hoodoo Brewery, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Proves.
Good afternoon, Fairbanks. Welcome to Fairbanks Foodies, your locally produced food and beverage show here in Fairbanks, the interior of Alaska. This show, we look at all sorts of food, activities, way to cook food, serve food, recipes you can try, recipes you can make, beverages to enjoy. We make it fun and for your enjoyment. I'd like to thank our sponsors, the Hoodoo Brewery, the first and original brewery here in Fairbanks, Alaska, Devorah's Quality Liquors, Bobby's Downtown Restaurant, and Quality Sales. Great lineup of sponsors that we have. I hope you use their services. Today is the Saturday before the Super Bowl. And who's in the studio here with me? No other than?
Hello, Fairbanks. It's Rob here.
Yeah, my buddy Rob. And Rob, it's Super Bowl time.
It is the Super Bowl, the big one, the big game.
You know, it's interesting. There's a football game, that's right. But it's a food celebration.
I've always thought that the day after the Super Bowl should have been a holiday because everybody's partying pretty good for the Super Bowl. Everybody's making good food.
It's a personal day at work. Is that what it is?
A lot of things, yes.
Now, a few years ago, your team won it, and you were at my house.
I certainly was.
And we did rounds of food, good food.
Yep.
Because you have Christmas, you have Thanksgiving, and you have the Super Bowl. And those are your food holidays of top three in America.
I've heard numbers, ungodly numbers of pizzas they sell and you know, things like that on the Super Bowl Sunday. It's just big, 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 big food day.
So, of course, what are we doing here? Having a King Street Pilsner, an Alaskan-made beer. And you made what, the...
I made the piggies in the blankets. They're just something that I've done every year, I think, forever, watching the football game on the Super Bowl.
And then I cut up some cheese from my leftover charcuterie board that I went over last Saturday. And Fairbanks, again, so many things you can make, so many types of food you can enjoy. And we're going to talk about a few here. Now, number one, wings. You make a great set of wings. Almost as good as mine, sometimes better. You're consistent. Where do you get your wings at?
I get them at Costco. I get the naked wings, and because then you can just season them up yourself. But they're good, and they're crispy. They come out good. They're the, probably the best I've ever had out of the oven.
Really?
Yeah, I like them a lot. What is it, Kirkland?
Kirkland wings, yeah.
Yeah, Kirkland.
Now, what sort of spice rubs do you like to put on them? And do you put them on before, or what part of the cooking do you put them on?
I'll just season them up just like a little bit before I put them in. But then, you know, when you put the heavy seasoning on, it's at the very end. And I like Cajun if I do wings.
Yes, I do too.
And, you know, and it's not Kirkland wings. They're Tyson.
Tyson.
That's who they are. Yeah.
Tyson. Yeah. Costco is a portion of Kirkland Corporation. So what the heck? So you do your wings, and do you only bake them?
Yes. Yeah, I don't.
I disagree. I disagree. I've had your smoked and barbecued.
Oh, well, if we're talking smoking, that's different.
Yes. Go ahead. How do you do it?
Oh, if I smoke them, the best way, especially because you want to smoke them a little bit, you know, gets the good smoke on them, is brine them. So it accepts the smoke more readily. And then.
What type of brine do you use?
Lemon.
Salt.
Lemon, salt, pepper, and if you can get it, you know, like fresh rosemary or fresh thyme or stuff like that, that's when it's really good. But you can always use the dry.
Okay.
And then, you know, do that for three hours.
Okay.
Just enough, because, you know, they're only wings. They're not that big.
Now, you like to use your charcoal, and then you'll use on your Weber grill.
Yep.
You're a master at that.
I like apple wood. I like fruit woods.
Yeah.
Yep, apple and cherry.
Okay. And that's what you use as your smoke.
Yep.
How long do you have them on there for, approximately? Or does it depend?
Well, it depends. You know, I mean, if You don't put them on direct heat. You put them on the cold side. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because especially with the Weber, I like putting everything in the middle. Then I can put my charcoal around it.
Plus, the snake method of lighting it?
We've been experimenting with the snake method, which has been working. You know, the snake method does not work in the winter. It's just too cold, man. You got to get that whole grill hot.
I've never tried it in the winter. Now, Fairbanks, what the snake method is it's a single strand of two strands of charcoal overlapping each other on top, and you get one side done, and it burns the length of the snake.
Like a slow fuse.
Yeah, and it's called the snake method.
And man, does it work. But it's just too cold in the winter because in the winter right now, you'd have one freezing cold side. And
it gets your Weber to about 300, 325 degrees, and you want to keep them in there for about an hour, to hour and 15 minutes, and you are good to go. What type of sauce do you like to put on them?
I like vinegary sauces. So something
you're a Carolina boy.
Carolina, and I like you can't get it up here. It's called Open Pit. Mm-hmm. I get it on Amazon, and I really like that a lot. That's what I use. Or else I make my cherry bourbon is good. Something sweet if I want sweet.
Yeah.
So.
You know, it's interesting with my wings. What I do is if in the winter, say the Super Bowl, what I will do is I'll get my Tyson wings. I will clean them all up. I will let them rest, and I'll brine them, like you say, for about 2 hours, all you need. You're getting good penetration. And, you know, I throw a few things in the brine. You always have your salt. I'll put some brown sugar in there, too. I'll put any fresh or dried herbs that I can. And then I put them in the oven. I put them in the oven at 400 degrees for about 45 minutes, and I turn them halfway through. And I determine how am I going to take these wings? Am I going to do a buffalo style? Then my seasoning is a salt and pepper. Am I going to do something else? Like you said, the Cajun is that's my favorite. Those are six or seven different spices. And then what I do is I pull them out, and I always season them a little bit in the beginning and at the half point where I turn them a little bit more. Then I pull them out. Now, if I'm going to do a buffalo style, what I do is I get the Frank's Red Hot, and then I get butter, and I melt them, and I heat it up together. I have it in a skillet, and then I cook them in the skillet for about 5 minutes. Mm. Then I pull them out with the butter and the Frank's Red Hot in there together, pull them out, let them rest for about 5 minutes to cool off in temperature but not in heat. And what that butter does is it calms that flavor down. Then I either have ranch salad dressing and blue cheese. I go both ways on my on my dips. I go both ways. Uh-huh. And oh man, it's my favorite on Super Bowl. That's my favorite. Now, you make one of the best tri-tips in town, and we've had your tri-tip on Super Bowl.
It's good. Tri-tip's good for any occasion. I mean, it's definitely a good. It's a Super Bowl favorite, no doubt about.
How do you go about preparing it?
If I'm going to go the tri-tip route, I'll go with the reverse sear. So you put the reverse.
Oh, yeah, let's go to trimming first, and then spicing and seasoning.
Yeah, because generally a nice tri-tip that you get is usually anywhere from a pound and a half to 2 pounds, and they're real nice. I looked it up one time. It's a weird little muscle.
It's a sirloin. It's the bottom of the sirloin.
Something like yeah.
It can be cooked as either a steak or a roast.
Yeah, I usually just I try to.
You do the reverse sear, so you're doing it both ways. You go both ways on your tri-tip.
On the tri-tip. But I like to season it up with Worcestershire and pepper and garlic and just the general basic things, and then I put the smoke on it first. If that's the reverse part, usually everybody sears their meat, then they smoke it. Now this is you do the opposite. You probably smoke it at about 260, 270 maybe.
Yeah.
For maybe an hour, maybe an hour and a half, maybe.
You're trying to get a medium rare about 126 degrees temperature.
Yeah, and you're trying to infuse the smoke into it. So and then you can sear it to exactly how you want it.
Then you on your Weber grill, you're doing indirect heating.
Yep.
That's the reverse. Then you do direct heating each side for about 3 minutes.
Yeah, and if that, yep.
Maybe just 2 minutes.
Just
yep.
Char it
to get
up.
The sear and get that char. And most people don't understand how important that char is for taste. You got to get the char because that is such an incredible taste factor.
And that's it's a good way to do it that way because you can really keep it moist and you know, we like ours red.
Yeah, and and then you cut it across the grain, not with the grain, across the grain. And Fairbanks, the best one that I ever had in my life, he made for me. And we're going to have these sandwiches. And we didn't even bother putting it on bread. We just went Cro-Magnon man style eating this just as it was cut, just with our hands. You know, just, oh my, it was so tender, so juicy, so moist, so delicious. Now, with a tri-tip, you can have it with a steak sandwich. We've done that. You know, get your nice buns or your, I always enjoy a good bread such as sourdough, and then get some good provolone cheese, put it in there, some lettuce, some tomato, cut it in half, and you got an incredible sandwich.
Yeah. Little horseradish. Don't forget the horseradish.
I stand corrected. You need the horseradish, yes. You know, heaven forbid you do not have horseradish. Here's the thing about it. Also, some sautéed onion. I've had so many people say, no, don't pour horseradish with the sautéed onion on. And I do anyway, and they don't know it because it just melds in so well together. Mm. Yeah, that sautéed yellow onion, oh, just incredible. Just incredible. Yeah, it – but that is – the that's sandwich version. If you're going to make a sandwich, that is Rob's go-to sandwich on the Super Bowl, my right?
That's my go-to sandwich just about any time, tell you the truth. You can't go wrong with a tri-tip, man.
No, you can't. No, you can't. No. So, then you have your chips.
Oh, I'm a salt addict, man. I love my chips.
Yeah. What type of chips do you like?
I like kettle chips that are extra, extra crunchy, and I like the barbecue ones a lot, but I've been eating these, it's by Tim's, and it's called, they're a Cajun chip.
Ooh.
Oh, man, they're good. They have them at Freddy's.
You know, I don't know what's happening to my taste buds, but lately I've been buying the salt and vinegar chips, and oh my goodness, you know, just... You know, once you try that, it's just such a rich, deep, tart flavor in a chip. And that tartness just makes you want more. And then what I like to do is, you know, I like to, for the guests that are coming over, you do your tortilla chips.
Yep. Make some queso.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of things you can do with tortilla chips.
There's so many things you can do. And, you know, you'd be a Dorito plain. Some of the other ones, you want your plain tortilla chip, then you cook up some chicken, some chicken breast, you put it in the oven for about half hour to 40 minutes at 400 degrees. You pull it out and you shred it, you put it on top.
Nachos.
Yeah, then you put your cheese on top of that, you turn your broiler on, and you broil it for about 3 to 4 minutes just to get the cheese melted. You pull it out, then you get your guacamole on there, your sour cream, your picante, and it's just a nice grazing food.
Yeah.
You know, you can have that throughout the day, throughout the game. It's a great grazing food.
And stuff like that's good because you can make it ahead of time. You can be ready.
There you go. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to hear from some of our wonderful sponsors. Rob, who's going to win the game?
Rams. It's I want the Bengals, but I think the Rams are.
Once again, and you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing. Have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Make your next dinner or gathering with friends and family be the one they'll remember with help from Gavoris Fine Wine. Gavoris' selection of wines is one of the largest in the interior. You'll find the perfect pairing to complement any meal or to enjoy for any occasion. Gavoris has an outstanding selection of spirits and beers as well, including fresh Alaskan beers to fill your growlers. You'll find the home beer brewing supplies you need. Gavoris Fine Wine. Open noon to 8 every day in the Gavora Mall.
Things are coming back around, and it's time to celebrate. So do it with friends at Bobby's Downtown, with an amazing selection of Greek and Mediterranean cuisine, along with loads of your American favorites, plus one of the finest bars in all of Fairbanks. Bobby's Downtown, where everyone is family. Don't forget their amazing lunches during the work week, and check out their fantastic daily specials and amazing drinks. It's all at Bobby's Downtown, one of the best things about downtown Fairbanks. On 2nd Avenue, that's Bobby's Downtown. Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden. Or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery. Some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, we're talking the Super Bowl. Rob believes that the Rams will win. His head says the Rams, but his heart says...
The Bengals.
The Bengals. Bengals, Bungles. Burrow with the Bengals.
Bengals.
Now, Fairbanks, if you don't want to see the game at home and you got no friends... Or if you got a lot of friends and you don't want to mess up your own house,
there you go.
Rob, where are you going to send them?
I think my first place would be Banks, just because the sheer volume of that nice big huge TV they got in there, and they got plenty of room, and it gets going pretty good in there.
Yeah, and Brian he treats us
Brian's
so
good
well.
Guy. Yeah, he's great.
Big
guy.
Shout out to Brian, the owner of the Banks, and how they do it. Now, when you go to the Banks, what do you like to order? What was the last time we were there? We had last Wednesday. What did we have?
We had wings.
The Cajun wings.
Absolutely.
Oh man.
Yep.
You know they also have great ribs.
Yeah.
And so if you're going there, you can do an individual order of anything you want. They have great pasta, great burgers, a wide selection of beer.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They do that.
Well, they got 30 beers on tap.
Something like that.
Yeah. Mainly Alaskan beers.
Nice little pizzas too. I like those.
They got great pizzas. Yeah. So they have a viewing plus a food and beverage smorgasbord for you. Another place I really like to go is to Brewster's.
Yeah, me too.
You know, they got a lot of TVs, great service, and they have a great food menu too.
Great burgers.
And if you want a steak, you can get a steak. You know, if you want a salad, they got a great set of salads. And also, they have a great appetizer menu. They have one of the best in town.
Another place? Oh, Red Fox for sure. I like Red Fox. You know us, man. We like them. What's those Thai chili wings we get over there?
Yeah, sweet chili. Yep. Sweet chili Thai wings, yeah. And they have great pizza.
Oh, man, they got fantastic pizza.
They got
pizza.
Great pizza there. They have lots of high stand tables there with many views for the televisions.
Yep.
And they have a great service over there, very great service, big recommendation there. And the other place I like is Fender's.
Yeah.
Now,
yep.
On a Sunday, they got one menu, and it's breakfast from beginning to end till you stop. And it's a great breakfast. And then they got lots of TVs and lots of good beer on tap.
Yep.
What the heck? Now, when it comes to the Super Bowl, you make a great chili.
I like chili because I like using leftover smoked meat for my chili.
Yeah.
And you know, it doesn't matter. Chicken.
We call it the remnants.
Yeah. If I'm smoking up some good meat, I'll save a little piece here and a little piece. You know, I'll get some chicken and some beef, you need some pork, and just chop it all up and make chili. Chili's simple, man. It's, you know, it's just, chili is so much what you like, is because, you know, I like some, you know, chunks of tomato in there. Plus, yeah, you got to have some sauce in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I try to spice mine up a little bit. I can't go as spicy as I used to go, but I still like to spice it up a little bit with some, you know, good old jalapenos or some serranos. But and I like putting two or three different kinds of beans in there too. You know, not just the
you
red
make
ones.
Great bean stews. Yeah, I really do
love them. Love them.
So, do you soak your beans?
No, I just use, if I'm making a chili like that, I just use the canned stuff.
Yeah,
it's just so much easier.
Okay, so you have that. You know, there are so many different food directions. What are you looking at doing
for this year?
Yeah.
I think I'm going out. I honestly
tomorrow
think
tomorrow you're going to call your homies, and tomorrow you're going to, I bet you go to the banks.
I think, you know, I was just going to say, I think I'm going to show up at banks this year. Brian, save me a bar stool.
I would give him a call and give him a $20 bill and just have him put a Philadelphia Eagles hat, you know, on a seat and say, this is reserved for you. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. It's the end of the season, and everyone starts the season in a great mood, and then we all, little by little, you get knocked off. Some teams during the season, some teams like myself, the Cowboys, first game of the playoffs, but hey, we made the playoffs. But the Super Bowl is a national holiday. Everyone gets together on Super Bowl Sunday. People who don't even like to watch football, they get together because of the camaraderie and the food and the festivities.
And the commercials.
And the commercials.
The commercials are great.
Oh, yeah.
Second time of year you can say that, man.
Yeah, you know, and you know, you're looking at these commercials and you're saying to yourself, how, you know, were they in a room and what were they smoking to think of this, you know? And they were doing this in June or July, you know? And,
oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. And how they do it.
I mean, remember the good old Bud commercials? Bud,
yeah.
Weiser.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
or the horses, you know, they're playing football. You know, you should see them when they go for two.
Yep.
Things like that.
Yep.
But it's a very, very festive day. So what sort of beverages do you like on the Super Bowl?
I'm a beer guy. You know me. I like lagers and I like pilsners. My new favorite.
Yeah. What do we have? This is a pilsner, King Street, pilsner. Alaskan. Yeah.
But my new go to now is that 8-Star by 49th State.
Good lager.
Love that.
Very
just
good lager.
Love
yeah.
it, man. That's my favorite right now.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I like a beer and a nice scotch on the rocks. That's what I like. Depending on what I'm doing, if I'm at my house and doing the cooking and everything, when I'm done with everything, I have a good cold beer just to relax and, you know, get rehydrated, because the food prep is a lot of work. The food prep is a lot of work.
It takes time.
And then by about the second half, I have a scotch or two and just relax and enjoy and make sure everyone's, you know, no one's inebriated or anything like that. And but you have a good lineup of beverages. I also love to have lemonade. I like the blue Calypso blue lemonade. Oh, there's nothing like Calypso blue lemonade by itself. And you mix that with your salt and vinegar chips, and your taste buds are in heaven. I mean, what a combination. So you think that the Rams will win?
Because their defensive line is unbelievable. What's that guy, that big guy?
Donald.
But he's one of them guys that he's been around for a while, and he wants it bad.
Yeah.
And, you know,
this is the only thing he hasn't achieved. And, and him and the other guy, the linebacker they got from Denver Broncos.
Von
Miller.
LeVon Miller, yeah.
Yeah.
He's another one, you're right.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing the Bengals win. I like the Bengals. They're fun to watch.
You know, that's the little train that could. You know, they're even when they're out of it, they're never out of it.
Yeah.
You know, it gets really interesting.
Yeah, I can't lose this weekend. I don't have a dog in the race, so I can just sit back and watch the game.
Yeah.
I like that sometimes.
Yeah. Yep. You know, that's when we're at our best, because When you were at my house watching your team
hiding in the corner,
you were in the corner. You were a little baby in the corner. Fairbanks, my buddy, Philadelphia Hard Rob. The second half, he sat as far away from the TV as he could in his little chair with his hands together. This, just like he was an altar boy.
I was praying.
You were praying. Oh my God, I can't believe we're here. Oh my God. And who did you beat?
Who did we beat that? Yeah, we beat, is that New England?
Yeah.
We beat New England. We beat Tom Terrific, man.
Yeah. And you guys had one of the most incredible extra points.
That was the,
At the end of the first half. Yeah, so. Yeah. You know, you never know what's going to happen in that game, but the one thing that can be consistent is your food and beverage choices of the day and the guests that you bring over. So you're not going to have any guests up at your house.
No, nah, not this year. Everybody's going out of town this year. I'm pretty much left alone.
So you have to put up with yourself. Well, what the heck.
The only thing I can tell you all out there is make as much early as you can so you can kick back and enjoy your company and enjoy your food and enjoy your beverages and enjoy the game.
Game starts at what, 4?
No,
2:30.
I think it's 2:30.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's 6:30 East Coast. Yeah. So
which team, which channel is putting it on? I don't know.
Wow.
You know, I'll figure that out.
Yeah,
you
me
know,
too. I'll figure that out Sunday.
Tomorrow. Yeah, I'll figure that out tomorrow on Sunday.
It might be NBC. I don't know. I don't care. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So if you go over to the banks, what are you ordering?
Oh, I'll probably go in there, you know, get me a nice big old tall. They got that beer, that
eight
lager.
Star, yeah.
They got the 8-star, and then I'll get me some wings. You know me, man. I mean,
it basic.
They don't even got it. They just get
I know. They go, actually, they say, hey, you guys ready yet?
Yeah.
Actually, they say, do you want the 1-pounder or the 2-pounder?
What was that thing I used to? Remember they used to have that big wedge of lettuce and they had the bacon on it and that good raspberry dressing? I don't think they have it anymore.
No, they don't.
Man, that was good. Yeah. I love that.
They have the iceberg lettuce wedge salad.
Yeah, I'm sure if I said, hey, could you make me one, they would. Yeah.
They were recently closed for about 5 days because they redid their flooring in there and they're back open. And, you know, they have great cooks, great help, great service. What the heck? So, well, we've got about a minute left there, Rob, before we break and start looking real seriously about where we're going to eat tomorrow, what we're cooking. So you're thinking, you're hoping the Bengals.
Yeah, I would like to see the Bengals win, but I just got a sneaky suspicion that the Rams are going to. I think Stafford's good enough. He's going to pull it out.
You know, I always go with the underdog. If Dallas isn't playing, unless Philadelphia's playing, then whoever's playing against Philadelphia, I root for. And I just think that it's at L.A. They're the more experienced team, and I think they're going to do it. And I always root for the NFC team, so that's who I think is going to do it.
I was going to make a comment about the Commanders, but I'm not going to.
Say it. Come on.
That's got to be the dumbest name I've ever heard in my life. That's a Bush League name. I can't believe they're the Commanders. Come on.
You just don't like Washington.
You
just didn't like the Washington football team. You didn't like the Redskins. You don't like those fans.
Man.
You're an Eagles fan. You're a Philly boy. You have that regional rivalry.
That's right.
You know, and they don't even have – name me a food that comes out of Washington, D.C. besides pork.
The only thing that they're famous for is Ben's Chili Bowl. That's it. And that is anything I know that they're famous for down there. And that is awesome. No doubt.
Fairbanks, you enjoy tomorrow's game, and I will see you next Saturday. Rob, thank you very much.
Oh, thanks for having me in, man.
You got it.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Gavora's Fine Wine and Spirits, Bobby's Downtown, Hoodoo Brewery, and Quality Food Sales.